Hello, my name is Martin Coombs, and in this stop I'm going to be talking about research undertaken by Samin Ahmad, a doctoral student at the School of Geography and the Environment. You should currently be on Lamb and Flag Passage, leading to St Giles Road. First of all, stand under the large chestnut tree, facing the pub, and have a look at the curved stone wall on your right, next to the lamppost. Notice the greenness of this wall. Now, this is a south-facing wall, and it's almost continuously under sunshade due to the overhanging tree and the surrounding buildings. This provides an ideal microhabitat for green algae, which are photosynthetic organisms that can't be seen with the naked eye. These organisms are able to make the most of the very limited nutrients available on stone, and they grow together in groups of thousands and millions of individuals in slimy layers that we call biofilms. After bacteria, green algae are often the first species to grow on stone, so they provide a good indication of whether higher plants like mosses and even flowering plants may grow here in the future. Our research group has been doing experiments to try and understand why green algae grows where it does. We've also been looking at the possible negative and positive impacts green biofilms can have for stone conservation. Sometimes, for example, green algae can keep stone wet, which can cause damage over time. But in other cases, biofilms may actually protect the stone from extreme high and low temperatures, as well as strong winds. So this protective role may be even more important in the future, as we can expect more extreme weather events due to climate change. Have a look at the wall more closely, and you can see that it's covered in a layer of green growth, and this is the biofilm. The appearance and thickness of the biofilm varies across the wall, and you can see that some areas are much greener than others, having more growth, while some areas there is little growth or no growth at all. On the lower part of the wall, greening is very streaky, and this is caused by rainfall trickling over the vertical wall face to the ground. This kind of streaky greening is very common on stone buildings, and so next time you pass a stone building, have a look at the areas where rainfall might collect or where it runs over the surface of the stone. Look under windowsills, around ledges and carved ornamental features, and on top of buttresses, for example. You'll often see patterns of patchy green growth similar to those you can see here. You have reached the end of this stop. Now exit left from Lamb and Flag Passage onto St Giles. Make your way past the entrance of St John's College on your left, towards the centre of town. Stop I is the Ashmolean Museum, which you can see before you on the right-hand side of the road. You will need to use the pedestrian crossings to cross the road in order to reach the museum.